You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's called America's First Extreme Sport, and it's certainly old, and it's certainly extreme. Mountain West News Bureau reporter Nate Hedgie takes us to the Fort Hall Reservation in southeastern Idaho, where Shoshone-Bennett tribal members are gearing up for Indian Relay.
It's a windy, hazy summer morning on the Snake River Plain. Trevor Beasley is hanging out near his horse trailer. It's about an hour before the races begin, and he's watching as a teammate gets a little too close to his favorite mare. The animal lashes out.
Gotta watch out for her. She's a kicker.
His teammate jumps out of the way, laughing.
That's your warning right there, man.
The mare's name is As Thunder Rolls. She's a tall, muscled animal, perfect for Indian relay racing. The kicking, Beasley says, is pretty normal.
She's like that. Feisty. Fighter, man.
And you've got to be a fighter if you want to race Indian relays. The sport is kind of hard to explain if you haven't seen it. But imagine a jockey leaping onto a different bareback horse, not once, not twice, but three times as he races around a track. Teammates help control the horses as the rider makes the switch. Beasley loves it.
The ride, the speed, the love of the horse, the power.
The Shoshone-Bannock tribes say that Indian relay races first originated here on the reservation more than a century ago. Some other tribes dispute that, but what isn't disputed is that the sport is fast and beautiful. It's also controversial because horses can get injured or even worse.
I guess he already died right there.
He died right there.
Yeah.
Beasley's talking about a race where a horse broke its leg right in front of him.
Had a heart attack or something, they said.
The sport can be dangerous for the riders, too. Beasley has been kicked in the back by a horse, busted his ankle. Shows me two fingers he broke while racing. They're both gnarled and swollen.
That looks pretty brutal.
Yeah, it sucks.
Does it still hurt?
Yeah.
It looks like it still hurts.
But he says his injuries are worth it. For the pride, for the cash prizes that can be thousands of dollars, and for the crowds, which are getting bigger as the sport gains popularity. Today, the Fort Hall Reservation's rodeo bleachers are filled with more than 100 tribal members and old white folks sipping Coke and eating barbecue. Music blasts from a loudspeaker. Indian relay isn't just a sport for adults, by the way. There's also kids' races. Behind the rodeo bleachers, 13-year-old Evan Bronco is sitting atop her small horse and waiting for the races to begin.
What's your horse's name?
Buttercup. It means watermelon in Shoshone.
What do you like about your horse?
He's fast.
Bronco has been riding for a couple of years now. She has wavy black hair and braces. As some younger kids play and jump around her, Bronco says she loves the speed of Indian relay racing.
Just have a connection with my horse, and like it just feels good when you're running.
One day, she hopes to compete in the main event, the actual relay. I find an open spot along a wooden fence and watch as the rodeo track fills with horses and men wearing bright ribbons and neon jerseys. The animals are excited, shaking their heads and twisting in tight circles. The jockeys get ready, a horn blows, and they're off, racing around a dirt track. Dust kicks up from the horses' hooves as the riders whip the animals. Fast, fast. They fly through bits of grass and hayseed blown in from the wind. And as they end their first lap, the jockeys get off their horses and start sprinting and leaping onto their second horses. And this is when things get chaotic. A man is knocked down and one animal even takes off without a rider. It gallops wildly off the rodeo track and into the grass staging area, where folks frantically wave their cowboy hats. They're trying to contain it. And as I'm watching this all unfold, the race ends. It's really quick, and a team called Cedar Ridge wins. I walk over to the staging area to catch up with Trevor Beasley.
You want to do a post-game interview real quick?
Sure.
Sweet.
He says his two broken fingers stopped him from racing in the actual relay. Instead, he did a couple of the straightaway races. These involve the rider jumping onto a bareback horse and doing just a single run around the track. He lost both races, and now he's cradling his hand.
How'd your hand feel?
Hurts now.
I bet. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Beasley says it's always worth it. You see, Indian relay is a hard-fought tradition. And the Shoshone and Bannock's relationship with horses spans back at least three centuries. That's when the animals were first reintroduced to the region by the Spanish. It's a relationship that survived forced assimilation and the loss of their land. And Beasley says for the families here, Indian relay is all about pride.
Pride is what it really means around here. A lot of people take pride of it.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Fort Hall, Idaho.
And Mountain West News Bureau reporter Nate Hedgie is joining us on the phone with more on this. So thanks and welcome to the show, Nate. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So first off, how did you first hear about Indian Relay?
Well, last year I was on this bike tour across the state of Washington, and I was riding through the Colville Reservation in central Washington, and I saw this ad for Indian Relay, and I had a picture of this guy on a horse with his arms up, and he looked like he was having a lot of fun, and I was just kind of hooked from there. I watched a PBS documentary about it, and I realized that it was something that was going on throughout the country. They had just had the kind of North American Championships in Billings, Montana. I was reading about that, and so when I became the reporter down in Utah, I saw that the Fort Hall Indian Reservation was hosting these relays, and I just had to do a story about it.
You know, what was interesting to me is that I worked in Idaho Falls for a couple of years, so I covered news stories at Fort Hall. Never once heard about this. Is that kind of the reaction outside of our Native American communities?
I felt like I was going into a town and asking people to explain how basketball works. I felt like an idiot because I didn't know much about how Indian Relay works. And I'm still kind of grasping at some of the words and everything else like that, in the same way that a guy might not know what a defenseman is or, you know, what a right winger or left winger is in hockey. So absolutely, I think that it was something that is slowly making its way outside of Indian country in terms of awareness, but it's definitely something that is, it felt like it was for the community there, and that was a great thing. People were having a lot of fun watching it, and they were really enjoying themselves.
And would you say that's a big part of the importance of Indian Relay within the tribal communities, is that it kind of is an entertainment, a sport? I mean, it seems like even in the piece, you know, as you said, people are, I mean, this is a sporting event.
Right. Absolutely. It's a sporting event, but it also ties deeply into, you know, specifically the Shoshone and Bannock's history. You know, the importance of the horse to northern tribes, like the Shoshone, like the Blackfeet. It's a 300-year relationship that began when horses were first reintroduced to the area by the Spanish. And so, as I kind of said in the story, you know, that relationship has survived assimilation. It's survived being forced onto the reservation, and this sport was kind of born out of that. And so it's not only just like a fun sporting event, but it's something that connects to you, their history. And one of the cool things about the race in the relay in Fort Hall was it was a small relay. It wasn't a big one. There's big ones that happen in like in Emerald Downs near Seattle, up in Calgary. This one was kind of for the community, and all the teams were families. And so you had like the Kobe's, you had the Beasley's, and it was one of the coolest things. And me and the photographer that I was with, Russell Daniels, were both commenting on how neat that was. It was definitely this kind of home ground. There's a lot of pride in your family, pride in your team, and pride in your community. And you could definitely feel that there.
So, but not surprisingly, as you mentioned, this is also controversial. So can you elaborate on that aspect of this?
Yeah. So as I kind of said in the story, or alluded to in the story, horses occasionally break their legs. And as Beasley had mentioned in the story, you know, one even died on the track. And so after he told me that story, I reached out to the Humane Society just to kind of get a feel for how they were reacting to Indian Relay. And they didn't have a particular stance on the sport. I think that, again, goes back to the fact that this is not a sport that's very popular outside of Indian country. Mm. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they were even not really aware of it. But they said that, quote, they believe any sporting event that endangers horses and puts their lives at risk is one that should be held accountable and work to remedy the causes.
So are officials at the Fort Hall Reservation, are they concerned about any pushback then from the Humane Society or any other animal rights groups?
I didn't get that vibe when I was there. In terms of worrying about an outside animal rights group kind of looking into the sport. There was more of a concern of keeping your own horse safe. And so when I was talking with Trevor Beasley, he said that one of the things that really helps is when they wet down the, so these races are held on dirt tracks, And so you really want to, almost like a Zamboni that goes through, you wet down the track and you flatten it out so there's not those grooves or things mm-hmm. like that that a horse's hoof could get stuck in. And so the animal doesn't blow its leg out and break it and die.
So quickly, when and where is the next race? And is this open to the public?
Yeah, anybody can go. When I was there, there was a mix, as I said in the story, of tribal members and then old white folks up in Cocon. Yeah,
I loved that line, by the way.
And the next one, at least for the Fort Hall Indian Relay Association, is going to be on July 24th in Idaho Falls.
All right, Nate, thanks so much for talking with us today. This is a really interesting story that I think maybe a lot of us had no idea it was going on. So appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Nate Hedgie, he is the Mountain West News Bureau reporter at our partner station, KUER in Salt Lake. You can also follow the Mountain West News Bureau Twitter hashtag. Let me give that to you. MTNWESTNEWS. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.